This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Almost heaven, West Virginia.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to just close my eyes and listen to country music and just forget about all this craziness, but eventually they'll knock on my door and put a vaccine in my arm and chain me to the wall, so can't really do that, unfortunately. That's not the America we live in anymore. Nick Fuentes is going to be with us for another couple segments here. Yesterday, we saw a group of patriots in Oregon just try to go into the state capitol that's illegally shut down. They got assaulted by police. Now, their biggest mistake was they didn't carry a Black Lives Matter flag. You see, if they would have done that, the police would have taken a knee, shined their shoes, cleaned their butts, maybe even given them some money. But no, if you have an American flag or a Trump flag, you get beat and you get arrested and told you have no rights. Oh, by the way, though, I mean, this is shocking. For the thousands of patriots that went to the state capitol in Oregon yesterday, tried to get in and were rejected, no property damage. Wow. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, it's amazing how BLM and Antifa have a summer of riots, $2 billion-plus property damage. Trump's had rallies and marches and all this stuff with millions of people. $0 ever in property damage. I mean, I don't know how we do that. But, Nick, did you see this one? I was stunned. So first, I didn't realize this. About 100 Black Lives Matter protesters showed up in Milwaukee last night, or two nights ago. I'm not sure when it was, but they showed up at this event called the Candy Cane Lane. Okay, so this was Friday night. So it's a tradition in Milwaukee, Candy Cane Lane, and they raise money for children with cancer. And BLM showed up and shut down a charitable march for kids with cancer. So, I mean, they really are righteous. BLM is really righteous in their cause.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're great people. Well, this epitomizes everything that they've been about from the beginning, which is ethnic narcissism. Ethnic narcissism. I mean, of course, this is just so prototypical that they show up, say, Black Lives Matter. And, of course, a lot of them are black. Our lives matter. And that's supposed to be the only thing that matters. You know, I think that's sort of the missing part about Black Lives Matter. That's really only one part of the phrase. It's Black Lives Matter and your life doesn't. Black Lives Matter and really nothing else matters except for that. And everything is supposed to orbit around that. Everything is supposed to orbit around them, whether it's the Oscars, the Emmys, the NBA, the White House, Bank of America. I mean, you name it. That's what it's supposed to be. But you know what? For what it's worth, it seems to be working. I mean, this isn't good optics for them, but of course, this isn't going to be aired on any major network news channel. And of course, all the Black Lives Matter riots are minimized and downplayed by the media. I remember there was a big study that was done after the summer of George Floyd riots, and it said, well, most of the BLM protests were largely peaceful. It was only 300 demonstrations that turned violent. Only 300. I mean, think of it. Of course, that is, understated.
Yeah, out of how many? Wow. Like what? In fact, they just published a story at the Gateway Pundit. There was a Black Lives Matter guy that ran over, I think it was a Proud Boy march. They just ran him down in the car. He just got released, no charges.
Yep. Oh yeah. And it happens all the time. And how about the Trump supporters killed in Portland? And how about the Trump supporter, I think that was ran over? I think that happened in California over the summer. It happens all the time. We know there's a double standard. But people have got to start waking up and realizing what this is really about. I mean, at the end of the day, what this kind of Black Lives Matter stuff is really all about. At the end of the day, I don't think they want equality. I think people have to realize that. Black Lives Matter is not out there saying the message of Martin Luther King Jr. And frankly, the message of Martin Luther King Jr. wasn't even necessarily equality. If you look at some of his later stuff, what they're advocating for is revenge. They don't want white people and black people to be equal. They want white people to be put in the same position that they perceive black people as being put in a couple of generations ago. And they brag about it and they talk about it openly. So people got to wake up and see very evil, sick stuff. There's nothing good about Black Lives Matter. It's all sick. One of the most evil groups in the history of America.
Yeah. And, you know, by the way, they have every right to the First Amendment, just like we do. But the problem is they're not smart enough to think or ask questions. And so every time I ask Black Lives Matter people, oh, how much money got raised for Black Lives Matter? Okay, $10 billion. How much of that did you see? Oh, none. Huh.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us and spread the word at InfoWars.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So, the bitch that stole Christmas, Nancy Pelosi, has said she is going to pull Trump out of the White House by his hair and his hands and his feet. This woman needs to be put into a mental institution. Which, of course, would be her excuse to avoid jail, but we live in an absolute crazy time right now. Federal prosecutors in the Southern District of New York are working to seize Rudy Giuliani's emails. Folks, we don't get much into this because it's honestly a bunch of schadenfreude behind-the-scenes stuff. There is, in fact, most of the civil war happening, at least at a true activity level, is actually happening in New York and not Washington, D.C. It's behind the scenes in New York with corrupt judges and the Southern District of New York, and then actual police officers and investigators who know all the crimes that have been going through New York, whether it's the Clintons or the Southern District of New York and their politicization. So we're going to have much more of this coming up here on the Alex Jones Show. We have one segment left with Nick Fuentes, the host of America First. No one else. Only Nick Fuentes. Other people will try to pretend that that's their show title. It's not. They stole it from him. We know who you are. Beached Whale. So, Nick, last segment with you here. What's on your mind? What's coming up on America First next?
Well, we're getting ready to go out back to Washington, D.C. on January 6th when the Electoral College votes are counted. I mean, we're getting ready for Christmas, of course. Christmas coming up this week, and I'll be taking a little bit of a break because, you know, I've been flying around with InfoWars for the past 5 or 6 weeks doing Stop the Steal in Atlanta, Phoenix, D.C., everywhere else. But going to take a short break for Christmas, New Year's Eve, and then I'm going to come back January 6th. There's going to be a big march on the Capitol. And that is when they're going to be counting the votes. It's going to be a joint session of Congress, House and the Senate. Vice President counts the votes. And we're holding out hope that there's going to be an objection from a senator and a House representative and that that might slow down the process of Biden becoming the president-elect or maybe overturn the result. I'm honestly not optimistic about it. But I think what's going to happen in January is with a big demonstration on the 6th and a big demonstration on the 20th with the inauguration, I think what we're going to do is basically set the tone for the next 4 years, which is to say, whether or not Trump is elected, if Biden gets in and he's inaugurated, we're not going to accept him as the legitimate president. You know, and that's got to set the tone. January 6th and January 20th, we've got to come back to D.C., occupy the Capitol. And this is going to communicate, I think, to the country and to the establishment that Trump supporters are not going away. You know, we're certainly not done. We're not done with 2020. And we're only getting angrier and angrier. And pretty soon that's going to metastasize in ways that the elites don't like. You know, like I went viral last week or a couple weeks ago for saying destroy the GOP. Like that's going to happen. We're going to take the fight now. And I think that's going to be the future is looking past the election fraud and looking past the events of the 2020 election. It's going to be looking forward to 2022 and honestly making a list of every last Republican that voted for this terrible COVID stimulus bill, that votes for eliminating the cap on foreign visas, that votes for that terrible bill by Mike Lee, votes for Hong Kong, temporary protective status, and that didn't protect President Trump in this election, we got to get them out of office. We got to get every last one of them out of office. We got to make them lose their primaries. And we got to get people that are America first, people that are of and from the country, into the White House, into the Congress, into the Senate, into places where they can actually make the decisions. That, to me, is the future. That's all I've been thinking about for the past 5 weeks. You know, because for a long time, I thought the end game would be getting America first people in government. But since this election fraud, that timeline has just accelerated rapidly because the need has never been greater. There's a great window of opportunity right now. And basically, that's what I'm thinking about. So we have to take the Trump revolution. We've got to make it permanent. We've got to institutionalize it. It's not over now. In some ways, it's only really just beginning. So that's what I've been up to lately.
And if President Trump does leave the White House on January 21st, he better do something to make sure they can't steal elections again. Otherwise, we'll never have any elections. And all those hopes will be kaput, in my view. Here's what I'm afraid of. On January 6th, I do believe there'll probably be about another million people in D.C., and we will surround the state or the Capitol building there, and it'll be totally epic. But what I think they're going to do is, and this is just what their game plan has been the whole time, is they're just going to continue to run out the clock. So they'll find a way to balk on the 6th. They'll find a way to carry this down the road because here's the deal. They don't want to make an announcement that, nope, we're letting Biden steal this from you when there's a million people surrounding the Capitol building. I mean, I'm not predicting that anything is going to happen, but let's just say, you know, you're throwing... I don't even know really what you're doing there. I mean, you're just asking for trouble. I mean, you saw what happened in Oregon. I'm not predicting that would happen, but there's a chance that would happen at the state capitol. Now, I've already been arrested multiple times there, so, you know, I don't even know if I'm allowed on the grounds, but maybe even I join in on something like that. I'd need about 500 people in case they try to come arrest me and throw me away, but this is what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid the big day is going to be the inauguration day or the day before the inauguration or that week, because that's when they're going to have to make the final decision. I think they're going to push this off until the final seconds. And I think Trump is aware of this, too. And that's when Trump either decides, I'm hitting the buzzer beater, I'm hitting the walk-off home run, I'm having the final possession here, or they're going to get away with the steal. That's how I see this going. Final prediction from Nick Fuentes.
Yeah, I think that's about right. I think that on January 6th, I'm not confident that our Republican representatives are going to do anything to keep Trump in office. As much as they might be talking about that, I think that'll be shut down pretty quickly in the Senate. I think that ultimately Biden is going to be inaugurated. I basically think it's over, unfortunately. And we're going to fight through the finish line. That doesn't mean I'm done. I'm still going out to D.C. on the 6th, and I'm going to keep talking about it all the way through the 20th, everything that we could do, our remaining options and things like that, because, you know, it's not resolved, it's not written, and miracles have happened before. Donald Trump is the luckiest man in the world. He's one of the smartest men in the world. If anybody could pull it off, honest to God, it's him. So I'm not discounting him completely, but I have virtually zero confidence that the Republican Party is going to swoop in and save him. And unfortunately, he's got people surrounding him from his campaign, from his White House and the administration that are just not giving him good advice, and people that are just outright sabotaging him. So he's really in a very difficult situation. I think ultimately that Biden will probably be inaugurated without a major incident. And it's going to be very, very important that we keep the momentum going. I mean, that's really the biggest thing, because it cannot be overstated what a big deal this was, what a giant fraud this was. Everybody knows it. The scope and the scale of this fraud, it's never been greater in the history of America. And what this effectively does is it nullifies all future elections. It destroys our confidence in the entire system. It destroys the legitimacy upon which the system's authority rests. This is a really big deal. And people need to internalize that. And they need to act like that. And we need to do something about that. That doesn't just entail, you know, getting really mad about it online and complaining about it. We've got to actually do something about it. And I really believe there's an opening in the next couple of years to do what the Tea Party couldn't do, to do what the Buchanan Brigades couldn't do. And that is to retake the GOP and make it a populist nationalist party that represents the will of the traditional American nation. I think as far as our political options go, that's it. And if that doesn't work, I think we will have exhausted our so-called political options. I don't want to get too much into what happens after that, but I think people can imagine We're getting to a breaking point here. We're getting to this collision course where the masses of people in this country are not being listened to. Our votes don't count. We're being banned from social media. We're being denied a seat at the table. And at a certain point, something's got to give there. And, you know, you could use your imagination about what that means. That's how our country was founded. But I think that we're sort of nearing the end of our political options. You know, people ask me all the time, is it too late? I think it was too late 20 years ago. It was too late yesterday. You know, and we're sort of exhausting our final, last-ditch sort of miraculous options. Trump, I mean, by any count, the Trump presidency should not have happened. It went against the odds. There's no reason it should have happened, and yet it did, and it bought us a little bit more time. But, I mean, it probably should have been over 4 years ago. We have a little bit more time. We have a few more options, but, you know, I think people have an idea of where things are headed. People can feel it in their bones that this country is not in a good place, and something's got to give. Something's got to break here. But I can tell you something. The American people aren't going to go down without a fight.
There's an old saying around here called liberty or death. Nick Fuentes, host of America First, thank you for joining us today. We will see you in D.C. on January 6th. It's sure to be up.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to cover all the news in the next three segments before Paul Joseph Watson takes over. I'm then going to get ready and get into the War Room studio to host the War Room from 3 to 6 p.m. Central, my normal host duties here. I'm going to dedicate, in fact, I don't know the schedule. We may have a guest or two, but I'm going to dedicate the entire War Room, outside of any guests we may have scheduled, to your phone calls. We've been getting great phone calls, specifically during our new morning broadcast, The American Journal. Very topic, phone call oriented. We take as many calls as we can on that morning show. Harrison Smith will be the normal in-studio host for that. And we'll really start getting back into the flow of things probably after New Year's, but maybe after Christmas. And so we'll get more into the flow here. We have been begging Alex to get away just to refresh the batteries. So that's why you're not hearing from him today. And perhaps maybe not tomorrow. Of course, he is buzzing around here half the time anyway. That's just how he operates. But so if you're chomping at the bit to call into the AJ show today, I will be taking calls for the entire War Room. In fact, guys, is there anybody on the War Room schedule today? They're going to check that for me so that we can give a little programming notice here. Okay, so what time would that be? So we may have a guest at 4, not confirmed, but that means that I can, for the most part, dedicate the entire War Room to your phone call. So that's what's going to happen today. Before I get back into this news, I'm just looking at all the numbers that all of our money being stolen. It's nice, isn't it? Before we get back into that, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com has the premier vitamin D supplement. It's Winter Sun Plus. We keep it right here, especially during the winter time, right here, desk side, so that I can receive the benefits of the premier vitamin D supplement on the market. That is Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. So if you were looking for Winter Sun Plus at InfoWarsStore.com last couple of weeks or so, it's been sold out. That's because whether people like InfoWars or not, they know that this is the best vitamin D supplement on the market. So they scoop up as much as possible ahead of winter. So we were out of stock for a while. We're back in stock. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And just look at the reviews. It has a 4.9 star review on the nearly 1,000 reviews. And by the way, this is our second Winter Sun product. We had Winter Sun. Now it's Winter Sun Plus. It's been revamped, reformulated. So these are just the second round of reviews, not even overall for this supplement. It's been around for a while, but the revamped supplement, 97% would recommend to a friend. And when you see the 4.9 star review there, folks, that's basically 5 stars. I mean, if you get one rating, you have hundreds of ratings there. If you get one rating that's a 4 star, you can basically never get to a full 5 star ever again. That's just how the system works. So that's a 5 star rating. 4.9, that's as good as it gets. Winter Sun Plus Ultra Vitamin D Supplement. The premier vitamin D supplement, Winter Sun Plus, InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off.
50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Let's see. Hunter Biden committing more crimes, making millions of dollars in China. Well, you know. Nothing to see there, I'm sure. Eric Swalwell. Eric the pool boy. Swalwell. Eric the fart boy. Swalwell. Headline from National File. Intel briefing reveals Eric Swalwell has no place on House Intelligence Committee. Yeah, he's a Chinese spy. And, you know, if I recall correctly, Feinstein runs the Senate Intel Committee. I could be wrong about that. Guys, see if Feinstein is on some sort of intelligence or maybe oversight committee. So you have Chinese spies running our intelligence committees in Congress. Nice. Nice, Democrats. You idiots. You idiots. And I'm not talking about Feinstein and Swalwell. They're smart. They like money. So they sold out. Or maybe Swalwell's not that smart, didn't even realize he was being honeypotted. He is an idiot. He looks like an idiot. He acts like an idiot. So you had a Chinese compromised Senate Intelligence Committee member, Dianne Feinstein, and you had a Chinese compromised House Intelligence Committee member compromised by China. But hey, guys, look out for Russia. Russia's coming to get you. That's exactly what China would want you to think. Yeah, look over here. Ooh, look at the birdie. Look at the birdie. Meanwhile, China is buying up everything, all the minerals, all the gold, building islands turned into military bases in the South China Sea, which is not even the South China Sea. They're just claiming it. It's the South Asia Sea. There's other countries that have rights to those waters. No, China's just taking over. And now China's threatening to invade Hong Kong and Taiwan. And you won't hear a lick about it from the Democrat Party because China owns them. You know, oh, man, I just had a very sad vision. If we don't get Trump back in the White House, and maybe even if we do, I hate this, but I mean, we're basically going to have to become the activist party that the left pretends to be. Because when you have Apple and Nike and Microsoft and the rest of them that have their slave labor camps in China, I mean, this is just a joke. And, you know, that's why, you know, intellectually, I can do politics all day long here. And we can talk about the corruption and ways to fix it. How do you even juxtapose that with literal slaves in China that make all of our goods? How do you juxtapose that with literal pedophile networks kidnapping and raping and torturing and murdering children? So again, I can talk about politics all day long, but when you get those flashes, when you go down that path again, because you know it's there, it's just like, what are we doing here, man? But, you know, you look at a Swalwell, you look at a Nadler, you look at a Dennis Hastert, you know, okay, you start to see what's going on. These are blackmailed people, folks. It's not.
I've got some really exciting good news, and I've also got some bad news. InfoWars is getting the highest traffic we have ever gotten since the election in 2016. Despite all the bans, all of the system trying to censor us and suppress us, you with your word of mouth have overridden that, and they are so scared of InfoWars.com and Band.Video, and they're so scared of you being able to communicate and share the truth. But We're bringing in the same amount of money we brought in last December right now. This is our most important month to be able to fund ourselves into next year. And I understand the economy shut down. I understand there's not as much money as there used to be. They're trying to kill Trump's recovery. But InfoWars really needs your support. You just buy great items, do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com with huge sales, amazing products, and then you know you're funding the InfoWar and not funding Amazon and Jeff Bezos and the globalists that are openly trying to destroy small businesses. Continue to fund the Second American Revolution while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
And I just hope that President Trump and his team realizes that there is no coming back from this. If they let this deal happen, forget about 2024, forget about whatever grandiose plans you have, it's done. It's done. Stick a fork in us, man. We're as gone as Venezuela at that point. We are in the grips of the Chinese communists. We have slave labor, by the way. So get ready. You'll be broke, but don't worry. China will build plenty of slave camps for you to work for Apple in. And it'll be great. And you'll love it. And so that's where we're at right now. I've got other news that I want to get to here in the last two segments. Again, I'm going to be taking nothing but your phone calls today on the War Room from 3 to 6 p.m. Central. Paul Joseph Watson set to take over here in 30 minutes. But I don't know. When I see this stimulus bill and I see people fighting to get Trump back in the White House when he won the election in record fashion, it's just joke level, man. So what do you do? You continue to fight that political fight, or do you go back to the bigger issues, which is the fact that China has slave labor that makes all of our goods, now owns our government, and the fact that there is a deeply embedded pedophile network in D.C. and Silicon Valley. So, it's just really intense, man. And just like they stole the election right in front of our face, they traffic children right in front of our face and brag about it. In their Disney movies with all their symbology, on the social media networks with all their keywords and symbology, DC with blackmailed pedophiles and the Dennis Hasterts of the world. I don't know, man. So hopefully President Trump wants to do the right thing. And I mean, it's just, there's no evidence of voter fraud. Oh, okay. There's no evidence of pedophile networks. Okay. All right, I'm going to try to get back to focus on this news. It's just it's very dystopian what's happening here. Anti-lockdown protesters kick in door at Oregon State House. Now, again, I was all fired up about this yesterday. Here's the thing. It's just about exposing the double standard. I'm not saying you go occupy state buildings. I'm saying you go in there. And you either show the double standard, which is the left gets to riot and protest and loot and burn however the hell they want, but you have an American flag, you get nothing. But all you do is you go in there and you just make a statement. And you say, look, we're going to come here and take the Capitol building over every day until you reopen our economy. But see, I guess that'd be going to the wrong place. You'd need to go to the Chinese government to beg for our country to be reopened, apparently. So, yeah, I understand why conservatives and Republicans say that this is bad optics and not to do this, but I'm telling you that this is inevitable. So I'm not encouraging this behavior, but I understand it, and I'm not discouraging it either. Because it's inevitable, and what are people to do when their entire livelihood has been destroyed? And then they kick rocks at us with this stimulus bill. Ugh. It's even worse. Arizona Charter School got a PPP loan, and they gave $10 million to a shareholder. That's nice, isn't it? Primavera Online Charter School, like many businesses this spring, sought help from the federal Paycheck Protection Program to weather the economic disruption of the COVID-19 pandemic. Except it was not a pandemic. It was a government sabotage, a Chinese-run economic warfare exercise. The school received a loan of nearly $2.2 million, the largest forgivable loan among the 132 Arizona charter schools that obtained them. But Primavera's loan appears to have been more of a bonus than a lifeline. The school, which, like all Arizona public schools, didn't lose state funding because of the pandemic, ended its fiscal year on June 30th with $8.8 million in the bank. The school also shipped $10 million to its shareholder, Strong Mind, an affiliated company owned by Primavera's founder and former CEO, Damian Kramer. There's just some theft of your money, just like that. Isn't that nice? You just watched people just steal your money.
Oh, man, that's good, isn't it?
That's nice. That's real nice. Peter Navarro, story in Newsmax. I've seen the deep state. I've looked them in the eye, and it basically just gets into everything that we've been talking about today, how Trump's been overrun and sabotaged, and if we don't get Trump back in the White House, it's over. And in a way, it's already over because we've even gotten this far. The commander in tweet, Donald Trump says, the Democrats dumped hundreds of thousands of ballots in the swing states late in the evening. It was a rigged election. Thanks, President. Maybe arrest somebody. I don't know. Just a thing. Trump confirms he spoke with great gentleman Tommy Tuberville, project optimism about January 6th challenge. Optimism? How about you won the election? That's not optimism. That's fact. Devin Nunes won't join January 6th Electoral College fight because he still needs to see what the evidence is. That's an interesting one, isn't it? See what the evidence is. Well, I mean, you know, a million votes for Biden at 3:30 in the morning in six different states and none for Trump. That happens all the time. What are you talking about? That's a normal thing. Even Madison Cawthorn, who's going the way of a John McCain, a Dan Crenshaw, says that he will contest the 2020 election. I think that's pandering. Again, these Republicans do measurements. Oh, who will do this? Who will do that? You know, how does it benefit? So I don't think the Republican Party is going to have Trump's back, folks. They never have had our back. Why would that change now? Oh, more censorship. Story at InfoWars.com. YouTube removes video of Trump's lawyer's opening statement at Senate committee hearing. Of course, we have uploaded that to InfoWars.com, though, so you can watch it there. That's Jesse Banal laying out the damning instances of election fraud. But they say it doesn't exist. Well, it's just definitely, it just doesn't exist. In fact, there wasn't even an election, really. It's actually more of an honest statement. There wasn't an election. There was a selection by China for Joe Biden. So they hacked into the voting machines. Dominion let them do it in about 13 counties, and they were able to steal six states by doing so, and thus stealing the election. It was all very well timed out and managed and planned. So, of course, though, of course, the Chinese have been running things like this for thousands of years. So it's really nothing new to them. But the American people are seeing through this, and Fox News's ratings are dying, and I mean dying, and a former contributor at Fox News is saying that he's talking to people at Fox News saying they are very nervous, and they have lost about half of their audience, and that's Eric Bolling making those statements. So, yeah, you lie to the American people, you go along with the steal of our election, you don't report reality, and you have a bunch of talking heads who spend 4 hours in makeup and 0 hours in actual investigative research on television, yeah, your ratings are going to tank when the country is in peril. Which is where we are at, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. My final segment here, then Paul Joseph Lawson takes over. Don't go anywhere.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, the good news is America is pissed about this stimulus bill. The bad news is Trump's probably going to sign it. So we'll wait and see. But, I mean, we the people are just getting raped from every angle. And I'm sorry to be graphic here. It's just ridiculous. I don't know how much more we can take of this, folks. I'm going to keep my cool here, but I'm at my wit's end. I'm done. I mean, it's just a joke, man. And now they're about to come at us with the mandatory vaccines. Oh, get ready. If Biden gets in, they'll come to your house. They'll hog tie you. And they'll put a vaccine right up your anus. They'll say it's good for you. Because, you know, chemical rape isn't enough. It has to be anal chemical rape. Excuse me. All right, let me do this news here. And then I'm going to be hosting the War Room, taking your calls for 3 hours, 3 to 6 p.m. at band.video. Here's some of the latest in the COVID front. You can't sue Pfizer or Moderna if you have severe COVID vaccine side effects, and the government likely won't compensate you for damages either. You know, I mean, like, if you have a contractor build a house and the roof caves in and kills you, he's responsible. Or a building that collapses, or, you know, any other industry in the world, you would be held accountable all because of litigation. But, oh, the vaccine manufacturers are above the law. How did they get this power? I'm telling you, man. You know, Trump was great. And Trump had great intentions. But Trump obviously wasn't enough. And if we can ever have a real election again, we need to send someone to the White House whose campaign policy is literally arrest every traitor to this country, period. And I mean, lay it out. Anyone who's taken big pharmaceutical money, investigated, subpoenaed, immediate hearings. Anybody who's had any money, foreign involvement, like the Bidens, immediate subpoenas and hearings. And I mean, we need like Nuremberg-style trials, but just for the United States. Anything less of that, forget it, folks. I mean, your lineage are going to be slaves. In San Francisco, drug overdoses have killed four times more people than COVID. Yeah, that's not just San Francisco, folks. There's more people that have died of a drug overdose this year than COVID. More people die of sunstroke this year of COVID. More people died in car accidents. Oh, but see, that all gets stacked up as COVID, and then they inflate the numbers. It's magic. German geneticist says people who refuse COVID vaccine should be denied medical treatment. Yep, that's one way they're going to do it. You're not going to be allowed into a hospital without the vaccine, and they'll have them all lined up for you to get it. It doesn't even matter. The vaccine is not effective. I mean, this is one of the biggest lies. Not only is it not safe, it's not effective. They already say you need at least two, maybe three rounds of the COVID shot because it's not effective. And now they're saying, in fact, I have the story right here, that there's already new strains of COVID. So just like it's the flu and it mutates every year, COVID is the flu, so it's doing the same thing. So the vaccine that you get for COVID, by the time you've gotten the vaccine, it's already irrelevant. And now Fauci admits it, and he says, assume a new COVID strain is in the United States. You dirtbag. So there's one guy. We should have huge hearings, Nuremberg-style trials, in Anthony Fauci. Who should pay for the collapse of the American economy? Who should pay for all the people that are damaged by the vaccines? Who should pay for the selling out of our sovereignty? Who should pay? Who should be arrested? Who should go to jail? Those responsible. Who are those responsible? They're in Congress. They're in the bureaucracies. British government contracts firm to make COVID freedom passports. Here you go. Here you go. So your freedom passport, that's like, oh my gosh, your freedom passport is your slave pass. No, you don't need a freedom passport. It's called freedom. This is your slave pass. So your slave pass will be, have you gotten all your vaccines? Do you have a good social credit score? Do you watch mainstream news and only mainstream news? Are you not banned on social media? Oh, okay, you know what? You can go here. You can travel here. You can go in this building. You can go to school. You can go to lunch, all this stuff. But if you miss any one of those checklists, forget it for you. And they'll make farming illegal. They'll make any independent means of survival completely illegal. That's why they're shutting down all these restaurants right now. And China is killing farmers right now with their weather weapons. Now, you don't think this is coming to America, but here is a sign. I believe this is at Reagan Airport. It could be Dulles. I'm not sure here, but here it is, folks. This is on a sign in an airport in America. Check your ID. Beginning on October 1st, 2021, you will need a real ID, compliant driver's license, enhanced driver's license, asterisk, or another acceptable form of ID to fly within the United States. You know what that is, folks? That's going to be your freedom pass. That's going to be your medical documentation. Oh, it's coming. Oh, it's coming. You know, the biggest problem with Americans for the last 20, 40 years has been our pride. And I'm not the guy that sits here and blames everything on boomers or anything like that. That's not what I'm doing here, but it's just a fact. The boomer generation has had so much pride in this country, they've never wanted to admit that their generation watched this country die. They've never wanted to admit that. It's because of their pride, and rightfully so. You're an American. But it was that generation that let Bill Clinton rob us dry, the Bushes rob us dry, that led us to the younger generation electing Obama, who then robbed us dry. But it was the denial of how bad it was. It was the denial of how bad it really was in this country that got us to this point. And I'm not just singling out the boomers, but let's be honest. I mean, it's that generation you would bring this up to. Oh, it's impossible. That'll never happen here. Here it is. So again, I'm not trying to attack a whole generation of people. Believe me, I'm a millennial. My generation have its own problems. You know, we think we're like, you know, fairy unicorns or something. But just in general, it's the denial of how bad it has gotten. It's the denial that you are no longer in a free country. You are no longer a free man in a free country. And I bet, you know what? You better realize it now. You better realize it now and starting to get mad and pushing back against this before it's too late. And it's going to be about 27 days before it's too late, bud. So, Biden receives his vaccine. Fauci receives his vaccine. It's loving. It's the loving needle. If you even believe that, I don't. Airlines agree to Cuomo request for travelers to have negative COVID tests before flying from UK amid fear of new strain. Here it comes. Here it comes. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. InfoWars, those conspiracy theorists, those fake news hacks. Need a COVID test to fly? Freedom pass to fly? Vaccine to fly? Vaccine to go back to work? Vaccine to go to school? RNA messenger, RNA vaccine that rewrites your human genome. Ooh, ouch. How's that pride taste? How's that pride taste? Waffle House CEO calls out the COVID hoax, says zero COVID cases in all of their locations. It's a fake pandemic, man. InfoWars headline. Do mask mandates work? New analysis suggests they don't. No. Actually, masks spread disease. I know. Go figure. I mean, if you walked around all day, touching at the gas station, touching the pin pad when you check out, touching weights at the gym, you know, touching your car handle, you know, whatever it is, and then you put your hands and your fingers and your nose and your mouth all day, do you think you would get sick? Probably. That's what the mask does. So congratulations. Your mask is spreading COVID. Good for you. But the murderous governor of New York says, if you're Santa at the mall, you must be wearing a mask. And the kids on Santa's lap must wear a mask. And everybody must wear a mask. And coming next, you must have a butt plug to stop COVID farts.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.